Israel's prime minister has said he will not surrender to pressure amid growing calls for him to agree a deal to end the conflict in Gaza. In an address to the nation last night, Benjamin Netanyahu asked for forgiveness from Israelis for failing to return six hostages found dead in Gaza on Saturday. His comments followed a second day of intense street protests in Israel over his handling of negotiations. Yuval Baron was among those protesting. His fiancée Shir is the daughter of kidnap victims Keith and Aviva Sigel, who were taken hostage in the October 7 attacks. 63-year-old Aviva was released by Hamas after 51 days in captivity. 64-year-old Keith remains missing in Gaza. Yuval Baron has been telling our reporter Cian McCormack about how the family is feeling at the moment.
We're devastated. Six hostages that were alive until recent days were brutally killed in captivity. They could have been saved by an agreement. We know that there were a few opportunities to bring them back. We know a few of them were actually, their names were on the list of hostages that could return on a deal. And because the sides didn't get to an agreement, a deal wasn't signed and they were killed in captivity. We're very fearful. I mean, we've been fearful and worried for the last 11 months, but events like this really shake everything up. And since we're in this business for so long and now, we feel like these people are family to us, you know. We don't know them, but we know their families very well, and we became one big family. So it's very painful on the personal level, and it's very frustrating, and it makes us angry, and just, you know, a mixture of terrible feelings altogether.
How concerned are you about Keith now?
We're always concerned about him, like you described. There are many reasons. We still... grasp to the understanding and knowing that Hamas has an interest to keep him and the rest of the live hostages alive. But at the end of the day, we don't know. It can change by the minute, you know.
Do you know he is alive, or is it a hope?
We got a video of him, but that was end of April. Since then, we got nothing. On this very, you know, weird and absurd circumstances, we are one of the lucky families to actually get a proof of life, to see Keith, to hear his voice, to see that he looks like himself, he talks like himself. Most of the families don't have that. But, you know, many months have passed since then. The situation is very dynamic there. So really know nothing at the end of the day.
Are you happy with how the Israeli government and Benjamin Netanyahu is handling this right now?
Not at all. You know, we've been hearing all along that Netanyahu doesn't want a deal. And, you know, when you hear it from Hamas, you don't believe. When you hear it from the Qataris, you don't believe. When you hear it from the American, you start believing. And when you hear it from people within the war cabinet and the negotiation teams, then you understand it's real. Now, I don't think he doesn't want the hostages back. I know he does. But I think he has other priorities, and it terrifies us and it devastates us. You know, that our leader that we chose, that we pay our taxes to, that our country that didn't do its very basic duty of protecting its citizens within its territory, they failed on doing that on October 7th, and they do not do everything they can to repair the damage, to save lives.
Benjamin Netanyahu has called for unity as marches took place in Israel. He looked too for forgiveness. He also said he would double down against Hamas and said that it will pay a heavy price. How does that message go down with families?
It makes us scared. You know, he threatens Hamas. Hamas might take it on the hostages. I think we can hear it loud and clear that he's calling for unity under his circumstances. And we tried this unity. We've been trying for 11 months and we got mainly hostages dead in bags. I mean, there was the deal. There was the hostage deal, of course, that brought Aviva, my future mother-in-law, and over 100 more hostages. But that was 9 months ago. Since then, all we hear is military pressure will bring the hostages back. And 2 days ago, we saw that the military pressure actually kills the hostages.
Were you protesting in Tel Aviv today?
Today, yesterday, we realized we can't keep quiet about it. We can't let the situation be normalized that hostages are murdered in captivity and nothing is done. And we feel that if we keep on waiting and waiting, there won't be any live hostages to save.
And that was Yuval Barman, whose fiancé's father remains missing after being kidnapped by Hamas. And he was speaking there to Kian McCormack.